Hey, it's Rebecca Smith for the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week we hear from Jabbar, an inmate at Jefferson City Correctional Center. He's been in prison for 25 years, after being sentenced to death row at 17, making him one of the youngest Missourians to ever be put on death row, and then to life without parole after a retrial at 19. He spoke about how being in prison from such a young age has changed him and about what keeps him going. As a note, Jabbar is his nickname, as well as his literary pseudonym under which he has written numerous books. Here's Jabbar.
You may start the conversation now.
Because of my unique situation, I had to grow up quick. You know, I didn't have the time to sit around and play basketball or play handball, you know, because I was the youngest person in Missouri death row. So I came to prison and went straight to the library. So they forced me to grow up.
What was it like as a 17-year-old to hear those words, you know, death row?
It was traumatic in one sense, but in another sense, I was young, and it really didn't dawn on me what was being said to me. I really didn't realize the severity of it until I got to death row. And that's when it pretty much set in, when you're sitting around and watching people being executed and stuff. It's like, wow, okay.
Yeah. Well, Jabbar, is there anything else you want to add today?
I just want people to understand everybody in prison are not monsters. They're not guilty. And some people are worthy of, you know, taking a chance on, you know. And you can learn a lot from people in prison. Even the worst ones in prison, you can learn a lot from. So, I mean, I think people should use it as a teaching opportunity instead of shunning what you don't necessarily understand.
That was Jabbar, an inmate at Jefferson City Correctional Center, speaking about how his 25 years in prison, starting at 17, has changed him. He maintains his innocence, and because of a law passed back in 2016, he is possibly eligible for parole as soon as this month. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for using Securus. Goodbye.